Hello, my friends, and welcome to the horoscope. So today the Sun and the Moon and Jupiter all align in your sixth house of work. This is the house that we all feel like Job from the Bible, and it's just like mercilessly hardcore. Cancer is the archetype of the mother, anchoring the heart in the living flow of eternal love. All that poetic stuff. Loving without conditions, unconditional love, all that. Cancer stuff, the archetype of the mother. And then there's Sagittarius, who's the prodigal child, archetypally. The philosopher sage, who becomes the philosopher through expanding their comfort zone. And that's the opposite of the instincts of the Cancer, wants to stay at home and nurture others and be nurtured and stay safe. But Sagittarius says, in order to make the whole world safe, the whole world will always be dangerous. So what we must do is become braver, and so that's the quest for truth and meaning that Sagittarius is on. And it can be quite perplexing to a Cancerian archetype who just wants to nurture and be soothing and loving and all those soft, warm, mothery type things, archetypally speaking. But Sagittarius says, go out on an adventure, go seek the truth, which is also sometimes something that is very unpleasant and unsoothing. So, it's tricky. It's a tricky time. But it's an interesting time as well because you've got a packed seventh house right now in Capricorn. So you're a Cancer, right? You have an opposite sign, Capricorn, and your first house is about creative self-expression, independence, right? And the seventh house is all about relationships. And so it's like, ooh, you can really bring in, authoritarian types to yourself. And that can be okay in a way. But what they're also trying to teach you is for you to be more Capricornian, to be have a little bit more of a backbone, really balance out the polarity of the archetype of the mother with the archetype of the father, and just be, balanced and whole. That's the whole thing about polarities, is, to move towards wholeness, to feel both archetypes within you working fully in a healthy way at the same time. Integration, key word of a polarity or an opposition. And right now your seventh house is packed. All right, so you get the south node of the moon in Capricorn just moved in there, which means the north node, where we must move towards, that's the energy to move towards, is in Cancer, which is great because you're already at home, but the south node rules our past, which is a very Cancerian concept. It's about the past and addictions to the past. Usually there's a negative connotation there because we did it too much, too much of a good thing, becomes not such a good thing. And you got Pluto there, the god of death and rebirth and transformation, and the side of structure. Capricorn's about structure and rules of the bones. And then you got Saturn there, the ruler of Capricorn. So it's kind of rough. The relationship house, the companionship house is a little bit rough right now. But, this house is also the house of open enemies. And I love what Liz Green says about Saturn and Pluto together. Who needs enemies when you have friends like this? Because they're all about transformation. So if there's in any way, a way that you've been abdicating responsibility to maybe your friends or something, now's the time to take it back. Take it back on purpose. Just do it, and maybe that's part of your quest is, to have faith through divine inspiration instead of, living under a tyranny, you must liberate yourself. And that's what the sixth house is all about, Virgo stuff. All right, my friends, I've jabbered on enough. Until tomorrow.